I thought like making money was like a wrong thing because of the amount of like 14-year-olds who called me like a scammer or something for like, when a young man just like you wants to figure out how to become a millionaire, the first thing he does is you need to go have an awkward conversation with your parents soon, or you'll still have one 20 years from now when you feel like you've wasted your life. You need to start treating your time like this. You need to ask yourself right here, right now, and maybe this is something for you to like write down, to journal after this. The process of becoming successful is trying to, that the world-class athlete doesn't do more things than you. They do less. It was never about more. The same with every entrepreneur that you look up to. I promise you right now, every single guy you look up to has, because I guarantee if you really are honest, you'll have to draw about 30 of those arrows if you really keep asking yourself over the next week. Any questions so far? We'll go with, how can anyone win? How could someone win against me when, like, even though I've got no work, I'll literally just sit here and just think of, but most of the days I actually get an amazing time after time after time after time after time. Loads of ideas that I wouldn't have if I'm not gonna lie to you, I cheated. Do what you gotta, I'm not saying to cheat, but if you really do think that YouTube is the priority, you need to act. I'm gonna tell you a little secret about successful people that I know.
Okay.
So I've come to know quite a lot of millionaires now, quite a lot of guys with millions of followers and everything. I'm telling you right now, what's being told to broke people is not what rich people do. So broke people, like you've been told by your teachers, they're telling you balance. There's no millionaire out there who's... What they do, everyone thinks that the way to become successful is that how it actually works if you want to become super successful is you... Complete proof of this is exactly what I did with Adonis Academy, like the one I had. And I literally, I think, what... At first, I have 5 times my business success in 1 month doing that. And now it's been 10 times with Adonis School. Would not have made that progress if I was. The secret of success is literally, our goal is simply just have the best, highest life quality possible. What you need to figure out is, it's not doing anything. This is why your life's not getting better when you're still like focused on. I was just constantly trying to get more subscribers, more subscribers, more subscribers. It's all monetizing and the psychology behind, like, you know, what I believed was right about making money. I thought like making money was like a wrong thing because of the amount of like 14-year-olds who called me like a scammer or something for like having a product, right? So my belief of was there. That's why I stopped. And to make progress in something, I personally find, okay, this is how like the ladder of your life looks like right now. There's one side that you've really focused on for a while and that's done really good. There's another side that's pretty good, but there's something which is down there, which is constraining your life, which is causing your life quality to be very low. And it might not be the thing that you really want to work on right now. It might be something like, what else is it? Maybe it's mental health. Maybe it's family. Maybe it's like learning how to actually love a woman properly and like effective communication. This is incredibly valuable. I'll keep this, I'll copy this over as well. Essential for you, think in decades. Work, here's the few things in work that matters. I don't do anything else, I just do these. Family, health and fitness. Anything else in your life is a distraction and it will sacrifice one of these things. Simple as that. I know this seems like common sense right now, but I promise you right now that unless you've really been nailing this topic recently, you've actually got another 10 topics here that don't even mean anything. You've got that one Jeffrey friend who's an ass. This is essentialism. These are the only things that really, like, that I can think of that really, my schedule defines that. That's all I, this bit here on Sunday should just be like family time, although I don't usually put that down, but there you go. That's it. This is my schedule. Now imagine like, what I say is the essential stuff is what I spend my time on, right? I'm like, I don't know if anyone's been watching like the podcasts of me. Obviously, that's not part of your essential few. I'm just saying. I'm notoriously known in like this, you know, influencer spaces, like being, you've got that group that you're still somewhat a part of, even though you don't even get value from there. You've got the Instagram theme page that you've been trying to grow and it's only got like 100 followers. You're still sending cold messages on LinkedIn, even though you hate it. You've got like a lot more than you realize, and inside of each one, you've also got more as well because you think, oh well, you know, I could get a benefit if I do this other workout and this other diet, and you know, I'll do keto and I'll fast and I'll do this and I'll do this and do this. I literally, like, for me, I'm not looking to add anything into this. It would mean the world for me if I could remove anything. Right now, it's like I couldn't imagine removing anything from this. But one of the most powerful things you can do is.